Jesus, we're asking that you join us here today. We thank you for your compassion, your heart towards us that is so kind and gentle. We thank you for the revelation knowledge that you want to share with us. Speak through me today, Jesus. Thank you. So I'm Lee, and I have this word. I just feel this gentle word from Jesus today. And he sees that so many of you are struggling. You can see now that you're not right with him. You're listening. That not everyone who calls him Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who will do his will. You can hear it. But now you're struggling that you're not able to do his will. And of course, you're not able to do it. And sometimes, you know, we just like when we're children and we learn to walk, we get up, we fall down. We get up and we fall down. And finally, we realize that we can't do it on our own. We need help. We need growth. We need time to be able to do that. But in those stages with Jesus, many just quit, give up, and walk away and say, I can't do it. But Jesus is saying, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'll do it. Of course you can't do it. When Jesus gave up his life, God's Spirit came to live on the inside of us. He said to the disciples, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. As soon as I go, the Father's going to send the Holy Spirit, and he's going to live on the inside of you. The world won't see him, but you will. And he said, he's going to remind you of things that I said. He's going to tell you things to come. He's going to be there for you all the time. Your helper, your counselor, your standby. Jesus is wanting to be so intimate with us, yet we are always trying to do things without him as if he can't. We're not having faith in him. You can't do what he asks you to do without him. Just like in that day, they couldn't keep the law. But we can, because we have him living on the inside of us. And with him living on the inside of you, you have his strength. You have his power. You have his knowing. But you have to seek and knock and look. You have to want to do his will. And this helps. I want to read this to you. This is a Passion Translation. Hebrews 11:6, without faith living on the inside of us, it's impossible to please God. For we know to God in faith. For we come to God in faith, knowing that he is real and that he rewards the faith of those who passionately seek him. He's excited when you seek him, when you stop trying to do it yourself. And that's what faith is, in fact, is relying on him. Faith, this is cool. Faith opened Noah's heart to receive revelation and warnings from God about what was coming, even things that had never been seen. He stepped out in reverent obedience to God and built an ark that would save him and his family. By his faith, the world was condemned, but Noah received God's gift of righteousness that comes by believing. That's the same thing God wants to do in your life. The reason he's giving you direction, the reason he's saying do this, don't do that, is the same reason that God told Noah what to do. Jesus is coming, and the earth is going to burn. And so Jesus isn't thinking about futile things. You know, the Bible says you have not because you ask not. When you ask amiss. And most people are asking for things, material things. And Jesus is saying that that's not what matters. Ask me to help you. Let me love you. Let me empower you to do my will. Noah had revelation. He knew what was going to happen. And when you have that same revelation, when you spend time with Jesus, he's going to say, yep, we got to get this out of your life because it's keeping you from doing that. It's a bondage. It's the enemy trying to hold you back. I have this plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11, we all quote that. But have we asked him the plan? I know the plans that I have for you. Therefore, you're good, not for evil, for your well-being. And so the things in your life that are causing you to stumble, that are causing you pain, bondage, the things that you've been using as a band-aid, the things that the enemy has been tempting you with, Jesus wants to wipe all that away. He wants to wash it away so that you can be who you're supposed to be. You're no longer putting on this facade. He wants to set you free. He doesn't want to harm you. He's not saying you're bad or you're not good enough. He's saying, let me love you. Let me transform you. Let me show you who you are. Without that facade that you wear for acceptance. Just be who you are. That's what he wants for you, to just be able to be who you are. So when you get this revelation knowledge, Noah knew that God was going to flood the earth. No one else knew because they weren't paying attention. They were paying attention to their flesh. They were paying attention to the things that were going on in the world. And they were taken by surprise. They were shocked. Jesus doesn't want that for you. He said on that day that if you disregard what he said, it's like you're in that flood. You're there. You weren't paying attention. And no work is going to cover that sin. You can't put any band-aid on it. That's why he's reaching out to you. And when you sit with him and you find out why, when he tells you why, and he empowers you to do what he's asking you to do, some things are personal. You know, we don't all have the same vices. We're not all in the same situation. But whatever has us in bondage, he wants to get rid of. And he's going to show you that. And when you have the revelation knowledge, when you have the passion like Noah did, oh man, he's going to save us. Let's get that ark going. He didn't let anything get in his way. Not someone else's opinion. Nothing. But we do, because we don't have a revelation of what is about to happen. 2 Peter 3. He said he's long-suffering as he waits for us. As he waits for us to get ready. It's not his will that even one should perish. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord does not delay. He's not tardy or slow about what he promises according to some people's conception of slowness, but he is long-suffering, extraordinarily patient toward you, not desiring that any should perish, but all should return to repentance. So he's not here because we don't get it. Many are living in ignorance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and when the heavens will vanish with a thunderous crash, and the material elements of the universe will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and the works that are upon it will be burned up. Since all these things are thus in the process of being dissolved, this is what's going on. Jesus is preparing to come. This is the plan. And sometimes most of us are just thinking of futile things when this is about to happen. Just like in the day of Noah, God is about to flood the earth, and people are just ignorant, oblivious of what is to happen. So when you start hearing him knock at your door, at the door of your heart, and say, "Will you heed my voice? I'll come live on the inside of you. I'm going to tell you things to come. I'm going to empower you to do my will. You can't do it without you. This is a part I have for you. This is a part I have for you to do to prepare for my return. Since all these things are thus in the process of being dissolved, what kind of person ought each of you be in the meanwhile, in consecrated and holy behavior and devout godly qualities?" I think I missed verse 10. "The day of the Lord will come like a thief. The day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will vanish, pass away with a thunderous crash, and the material elements of the universe will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and the works that are upon it will be burned up. Since all these things are thus in the process of being dissolved, what kind of person ought each of you be in the meanwhile, in consecrated and holy behavior and devout and godly qualities? While you wait and earnestly long for and expect and hasten the coming of the day of the Lord, by reason for which the flaming heavens will be dissolved, and the material elements of the universe will flare and melt with fire. But we look for the new heaven and the new earth according to his promise, in which righteousness, uprightness, freedom from sin." I like how it says freedom from sin. That's what Jesus is trying to do, set you free from sin. And the right standing with God is to abide. So, beloved, since you are expecting these things, be eager to be found by him at his coming without spot or blemish, without sin. Let him teach you. Let him correct you. Let him do his thing in you. You can't do it, but he can do it when you submit and at peace and serene confidence from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts. And consider that the long suffering of our Lord, his slowness in avenging wrongs and judging the world, is salvation, that which is conducted to the soul's safety. Even as our beloved Paul also wrote to, according to spiritual insight given him. And God wants to give you that spiritual insight. He wants to prepare you for that day. He doesn't want you running around like in the day of Noah, freaking out. What are we going to do? We should have listened to Noah. He doesn't want that to happen to you. And that's why he's reaching out. And so you have that conviction in your heart. Okay, Lord, I know you're telling me not to do this. And what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Yeah, go to him. Say, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? I can't do this. Go ask him. It's impossible to please him without faith. He's expecting you to trust in him. He's expecting you to rely on him. He's not expecting you to do it yourself. He wouldn't put that kind of burden on you. His power in you. I'm knocking at the door of your heart. Let me in. If you heed my voice, I'll come live on the inside of you. If you're willing to heed his voice, so all you have to do is say, I'm willing, Lord. I want to. I want to heed your voice, but I can't do it without you. You know, when people look at the word holy, I think they get a wrong idea. But really, the idea is, like we just read, freedom from sin. That's what heaven is. Freedom from sin. Freedom from agitating passions. Freedom from the enemy constantly pulling the rug out from under you. He gets you to sin, and then he beats you up for it. Puts a condemnation on you. And then he takes it a step further and tries to get you to use something to make yourself feel better, and only Jesus can. Things don't have compassion for you. Only Jesus can have compassion for you. Only he can tell you what you need to do to be free. And only he can empower you to do it. And so he's saying today, come to me. Stop trying to do it yourself. Stop trying, because you won't be able to. Ask me. I'm just waiting, longing for you to ask me. Come on. Come on. Ask me, please. Rely on me. Have faith in me. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for this word, that you have this encouragement, the inspiration that we need to want to do your will. Thank you, Jesus. What can we say? Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're so amazing. You're so amazing, Jesus. I also want to pray for every person listening today, Lord, that they have been set free today, that the revelation knowledge that you give them will just overtake them, and their will to want to do your will. We love you and praise you and give you all the glory. Isn't he amazing? He is so amazing. And I'm just going to tell you from experience, the only way I can do anything, and I try myself too, and I guess that's just our natural way. But when you ask him to help you, and you ask him why, James said, if you lack wisdom, you can go to the giving God. He gives to all liberally without fault finding. He's going to tell you why. And the why helps. Like, you know, this food is killing you. What you're eating is taking away your life, your joy, your peace, your health. Or all this shopping that you're doing is stealing the money that I've given you to prosper, because you're trying to feel better with stuff. Whatever he shows you, you need to get that out of the way so you can get on the ark, so you can prepare for that day, so that you can be saved. He's trying to save us. Let him. Get close to him. Sit with him every day. You'll be so glad you did. His joy, his peace will be with you all day. Get up every day and seek him. Thanks so much for listening today. God bless you.